Hey everybody, we are here in the Corsair Suite at the Hyatt Hotel, and we are going to get a chance for the first time to look at the Corsair One, the Corsair One Pro, right there. We're here with Michael Hooper, who is the product manager, whose brainchild this device is. Michael, I want to start with some of the ethos. We were talking off camera before we started. Some of the design ethos that brought you to the development of this product.
Yeah, sure. So Corsair One embodies three things. It's fast, quiet, and small at the same time. And traditional PCs have had an issue with that because of the lack of cooling solution for it. So with Corsair One, we essentially designed a cooling system and then built a system around it. So every component in the system is designed to be cooled well and quiet and fast at the same time.
So one of the things that I think is striking about this, and again that we've discussed, is there's a sort of simplicity and elegance to the design here. It's super compact, and we'll kind of get a closer look at that. But this is something that in a performance PC gaming device kind of takes a different approach to even the aesthetic, right?
Yeah. So we made a conscious choice not to put RGB in it for the lighting, and that's something that Corsair is very famous for: RGB keyboards, RGB mouse mats, RGB everything. But we decided not to use RGB because it detracted from the quiet ethos of the entire product. So we wanted to make it look quiet on the outside, be quiet on the inside, and also have a quiet experience as well, from not only to the software, to the hardware, to the entirety of the experience. We wanted it to be subtle and be able to fit in any room that you wanted to put it in.
Now, real quick before we go over here to the pedestal and look inside the product, give us some of the configuration specs that the consumer can expect out of this and the Pro.
Sure. So the base model, which is just the Corsair One, has a 1070 from NVIDIA, and then an i7-7700 from Intel, in addition to a 480GB SSD and a 1TB hard drive. They both come with liquid cooling for the CPU, a gold-rated SFX power supply from Corsair, and one single magnetic levitation fan that does all of the cooling system. The Pro, on the other hand, as you can see behind me, has liquid cooling loops for both the GPU and the CPU. So that's what gives it its added performance and its quietness. And that one has a GTX 1080, i7-7700K, and a 2TB hard drive in it.
That's fantastic. Okay, so, and then we spoke about this too, but there's a future where you'll look at a product like this that might integrate some AMD. Is that accurate?
Of course. So we like to keep ourselves flexible. Everything on the inside of Corsair One is modular, so it uses a standard Mini ITX motherboard, standard length graphics cards, SFX power supply, standard 2.5-inch drives. So we want not only the build to be modular, but the customer to be able to grow with the product. So anything in here can be changed and upgraded. So using an AMD system would be very easy for us because there's nothing proprietary about this. Only the cooling solution is unique to Corsair One.
Okay. So we're looking here at kind of a natural environment for this device that can drive video editing, and there's a little bit of that going on over here, as well as gaming, because it has the horsepower to deliver on those things. What we want to do now is we want to look at a device that's cracked open and kind of have you explain how you architected this to get this so compact.
Sure. So Corsair One is separated into two chambers internally. There's a motherboard chamber that has the CPU, DRAM, storage, and power supply. And then there's another chamber on the other side that houses only the graphics card. But both of these chambers are cooled by a liquid radiator in the side doors here. And it's all based on assisted convection. So all the hot air in the chassis collects in the top. The fan provides negative pressure, so it pulls in all this cold air over the hot components, and then it just sucks it out the top. But since convection is a natural force and we get it for free, it allows us to have a very efficient cooling system, which gives it its quietness.
One of the things that I like about this goes back to where we started, which is there's no compromise in performance. Mm-hmm. So for the gamer who is looking for components that are going to deliver against AAA gaming, which is we're passionate about at Microsoft because our portfolio kind of pushes at the boundary of what's possible with hardware. It's attractive, which I think is not that's not a marginal consideration when you're going into a device and you're spending money for performance. But it's also got this aesthetic that allows it to be something that you could place anywhere in your home.
Yeah.
Right? Sorry.
So we see ourselves as having three distinct customers for this product, because it can go anywhere. We might have a customer who is focused on gaming primarily, but there's a lot of overlap between gamers and content creators at the same time, so we always want the system to look good in a content creation environment and have the performance needed for both of them at the same time. And then we see our third use case is in the living room, where PCs are starting to migrate back in there because of 4K monitors, and the performance demanded in there is that having a console and a PC next to each other doesn't seem like that much of a bad thing anymore.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And, you know, going back again to Microsoft and our Windows platform, which is what drives our console business now, too, this idea of the PC being able to drive living room gaming experiences, or really gaming experiences anywhere, is part of our own gaming strategy. Mm-hmm. And so it's exciting for us to see ecosystem partners like yourselves building against this kind of idea of beautiful design for, and you know, you used a term there that's really interesting, is you talked about creators. Our last Windows update was called the Creators Update, specifically because we want to empower people to do that. And, and I know that that's sort of leet speak for, hey, you know, go and buy our Windows. Really what we mean there is we want you to have the power to do it. And you've given us that in hardware. And it is true, like these devices with video editing, we were talking off camera about sound. This is the kind of thing that can be used by content creators in those environments. And as a platform, Windows is actually building a lot of support for fidelity, both on the audio and video side, to support those things. And I won't go into that here because we're here to talk about this. But I think there's a good marriage of software and hardware and the design principles that we're looking at. Well, that's great. So, Michael, this has been available for 2 months.
Yes, it's been available since March in North America, Northern Europe, and Australia, and it's going to be available for the rest of the world later this year. And we look to have more models as well. So there's only a 1070 and a 1080 model right now, but look to have a 1080 Ti. And then as the cycle for Intel, AMD, and NVIDIA refresh, look to have more updates from Corsair at those times.
Okay, and real quick, because I don't think we hit this, what's sort of the price window that we would be looking at for these?
So the base model, which is the 1070 with i7-7700, starts out at $1,800, and then it only goes up from there. So the $2,199 will get you the 1080 with i7-7700K, and then I think $2,599 will get you a 1080 Ti with 7700K.
Okay. So, I mean, those are very reasonable prices for the performance you're getting.
Yeah.
In addition to something that really is mobile. Like, I mean, I lifted this before. Your ability to take this with you to do things is actually a powerful component of its value, I think. Great. So that is the Corsair One and Corsair One Pro here at Computex with our friend Mike, new friend Michael, that we'll be hearing more from in the future. Thanks for joining us.